We're talking Riverside boys basketball now. Justin Flick joined by head coach Tyler Herbster. The Cyclone boys 6-12 on the season. A couple games to visit about, including an overtime game at home against Prairie LeCompton last Friday night, 72-57 in overtime, the final. So obviously a 21-6 overtime session. But overall, coach, it sounds like a pretty good game for your team. Todrick Duncan, obviously 31 points, had a huge night, but you had chances to win it late, right?
Yeah, you know, we kind of started off slow and lost the first quarter, and we ended up winning the second quarter, winning the third quarter, and, you know, hit a couple threes down the stretch to kind of get us a lead there in the fourth quarter, and we had the ball with 10 seconds left and got a pretty good look at the basket. It just didn't fall, and then overtime rolled around, and Perry got pretty hot on us, and like I said, I was pretty proud of our boys to hold Perry, who's a pretty good offensive team, to just 20 second half points, and they just couldn't kind of carry that over into overtime. But pretty happy with the way the boys played, and like you said, Todrick Duncan kind of had a monster game with 31 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists. So he really helped us out quite a bit in that game.
For sure. So 9 of 12 from the free throw line as well. And then last night, you were a little bit undermanned, down a guy in what's already a pretty depleted roster, end up falling to Holton 65-25. I know they were coming off a tough loss, but it sounded like just kind of a rough night for your team yesterday.
Last week we did against Hiawatha and Perry, we did a lot better job taking care of the basketball, and we didn't turn the ball over as much, so we got a lot more shot attempts up. And then we really struggled getting the ball up the court and making good passes. And you know, I really like the five guys I've got, and they play really hard. It's just, you know, we work on things in practice as far as making sure we throw sharp passes, fighting over the top of screens, and we do a lot of good things, and then every once in a while we kind of just revert back and start throwing some lazy passes that, you know, goes for steals for layups. And, you know, kind of having a small roster, the biggest problem is when kids aren't playing their best or, you know, aren't throwing the best passes, you can't really pull them out of the game and, you know, and kind of sit them down and tell them, hey, you know, lock it up and start playing a little bit better. We just kind of have to go on the fly during the game. And, you know, yesterday just wasn't our best night when it came to taking care of the ball around the perimeter.
You have Jeff West on the road, one of your league wins from earlier this season, and then Nemaha Central. But, man, just two games left here in the regular season, a lot to play for, and sounds like a little bit of uncertainty, but at least you have a couple days here to maybe practice and tweak a few things going into the last part of the regular season here.
Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, Friday night hopefully we come out and play really good. I mean, always want to try to get a win, and Nemaha Central will be a tough test moving into sub-state. And, you know, when we played – we won a lot of games, and we play pretty well outside of the Big Seven. So I'm kind of hoping once we get in the sub-state, we can kind of carry that momentum where we do really good against non-Big Seven opponents. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to, you know, this final week of practice and moving into sub-state. So
days are numbered for sure. Coach, thanks for your time. Best of luck here in these final two games of the regular season.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Coach Tyler Herbster of the Cyclones, Riverside Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Euler Law Office and Dr. Andrew Euler Dental Office in St. Joseph.